This is the sound of wind whipping away at a nest in a remote section of Sauces Canyon on Santa Cruz Island. Earlier this week, we told you about two bald eagle chicks hatching in the nest. It's big news for efforts to help bald eagles repopulate the Channel Islands, because 3 years of attempts by the adult bald eagle pair living in the canyon to become parents ended in failure. You can watch this real-life drama unfold live through one of the newest webcams in a unique online network, giving you a free front-row seat to nature around the world.
The Live Cam Initiative, which is really what we're most known for, I call Pearls of the Planet. And the mission is simply to allow people to be up close and personal with nature.
Charlie Innenberg-Weingarten is the founder of Explore.org, a project which, among other things dedicated to nature, features more than 100 high-definition webcams around the globe.
We are the largest live nature network in the planet right now. Films, photography, live cams, social media, and special projects that ultimately create a portal into the soul of humanity. It's 100% philanthropic, so at its cornerstone, we showcase nonprofit leaders doing extraordinary work with the hope of teaching people about the world we live in.
The filmmaker and philanthropist created the nonprofit media organization a decade ago. He says as technology evolved, the webcams became the hot ticket for the public.
You could become the most advanced citizen scientist, because you can observe in a way that no other observer in the history of science has ever been able to do. Jane Goodall called it like one of the most evolutionary things of citizen science that allows people to connect with nature in such a pure way.
This is the sound of another of Explore.org's newest webcams. It's an underwater camera off of Anacapa Island that allows you to see plants, fish, and other undersea life in the Channel Islands without getting your feet wet. Weingarten talks about why the Channel Islands webcams were important additions to the website.
I'm very familiar with the islands because I live part-time in Santa Barbara. These islands are one of the best-kept secrets in the world. They're the Galapagos of California.
So with a few clicks of your computer or mobile device, the webcams allow you to get a taste of nature around the world.
This is a great time to be talking about it because summer and spring is when things come full swing. The king, I'm going to call it, of all cameras, the one in Katmai, Alaska, where people get to observe the brown bears as they hunt the salmon. The reason why I say it's so amazing is this is visual ecstasy. It's light 24 hours a day, and you're going to see sometimes 7, 10, 11 bears, salmon spawning, owls and eagles flying, occasional moose and wolves.
The webcams have a function which allows you to click pictures of what you're watching and send them to family and friends in a matter of seconds. The philanthropist is working with the National Park Service and other groups to develop the educational potential of the webcam network. He says the webcams can be mesmerizing, topping anything you'll find on TV, and hey, there's no commercials.
How could you not love a bald eagle, which is a symbol of freedom in America? And to be able to observe a bald eagle sitting on a nest as the eggs are hatching live, I unfortunately don't get much done anymore. I think I'm turning into a bird.
And Weingarten says the network will continue to grow as new and unique places to add webcams are found.
When else have you been able to study a shark without humans in the water? It's just incredible. You could just be on our website going boop, 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 and just transport yourself into these majestic pearls, as I call them, pearls of the planet. The whole idea is to allow people to reconnect with nature up close and personal.
And if you get a bit of sensory overload from all the wildlife, there are also some webcams in the Explore.org network which bring you scenic panoramas. From Hawaiian sunsets to Alaska's northern lights, there are live landscape shots in 11 time zones from around the world which have been dubbed Zendin's cams. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.